Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Got a couple of questions in today on the Ask Coach Perry podcast. I'm Brad Brown. By the way, Lindsay Perry joins us. Lindsay, today's question comes from Jessica Levitt. And Jessica says, hi, Brad and Lindsay. She said, I'm the girl that's been harassing you both on social media about comrades. As a first time and relatively new runner, she says she wants to thank us and apologize in advance. She's got two questions that she's hoping you can answer. First of all, she's been following the Uprun finishers training program since June, as she's doing her first marathon in November. And the reason she's doing that is because that was the one that was on the Comrades Marathon website. After the marathon, she's going to swap to the Downrun program. She's been coping pretty well, except when it comes to the longer distances. For instance, the 15 minutes of easy running at 7:20 to 7:40 per kilometer and 5 minutes walking at 9 to 11 minutes pace. Is it okay to scale down to say 12 minutes of easy running minus some of the time off the walking to compensate? I know that everything's based on a formula here, so she thought she'd rather ask before she makes any changes. And that also means that running easy for 12 minutes and doing 4 minutes walking, as the time increases for those longer runs, she just wants to keep it shorter and have more intervals with walking, if that makes sense, so she can cope with the increases in running better. And the second one, she says, she's planning on doing the Kapsa Whip Marathon, and she's hoping to qualify in time there as well. It would be her first marathon attempt. After that, which marathons and ultras would you suggest? She's read somewhere that you should do at least 2 ultras and 2 marathons before Comrades. She's based in Joburg. Is that correct on her assumption with regards to the numbers of ultras and marathons, and which one should she target?
So let's get to the sort of ratio of the running and walking. There's no problem running a little less and walking a bit more, or walking shorter breaks but more often. There's no problem with that. And in fact, what you need to actually do is find a balance that works really well for you as an individual, because that balance is what's going to help you to be successful when you're running marathons, ultras, and ultimately comrades, because it's what's going to keep your legs fresher for much longer. So that's no problem adapting that slightly so that it fits the way that you run better. And obviously, as you get fitter and stronger, you may over time feel that you can run further and then walk shorter. And those are things that you kind of need to work out a little bit on feel. In terms of the chosen marathon, you know, from June until November seems like quite a long time, but just from the discussion around increasing in mileage and how you do need to run a little less and walk a little more, a November marathon is still quite soon. So while I'm big on qualifying for comrades this year rather than next year, the exception that I do make to that rule is on the finishers program, specifically for people who are going for their first marathon and their first ultra. Then often it's actually better to delay when you do your first marathon so that you have more time to prepare yourself for that marathon. And so a January or February marathon becomes a little bit more a little less risky in terms of picking up injury. That said, when you go to Kapsa Whip, don't put any time pressure on yourself. Stick to your running, walking, just regularly, you know, just go through the motions and the rhythm that works for you, and see how close you do get to that qualifying marathon. And then next year, look, there is a little bit of an overemphasis on that we must do a minimum of 2 marathons and 2 ultras. For me, actually, that's the maximum, not the minimum. You shouldn't be doing more than that. But you can easily get away with next year doing a marathon, a ultra, and comrade. And therefore, the minimum would probably be 1 marathon and comrades. I guess the optimum for me for a beginner would be the stepping stone of a marathon, 4 weeks later an ultra, 5 weeks later comrades.
Cool. There we go, Jess. I hope that helps. And I'm sure we're going to be hearing lots more of you, between now and Comrades. Good luck on that journey. Let us know how you go in the build up to and at Kaapsehoop as well. And yeah, do be in touch. Don't forget, you can get your question answered as well. Just head over to askcoachparry.com. It's as simple as that. Get your question in and we could be answering it here on the podcast next time out. Until then, from the two of us, it's cheers.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Parry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter at Ask Coach Parry.